to Lamavav and Beis in the middle of the page. Iboilhu, in the middle of the page, far, much further up, about 18 lines from the top. Iboilhu ki hiskin hil pruzbul, when hil made pruzbul, the dore who the tuck, and did he only do it his generation? A dilma le dore ba'almo, or did he do it for future generations as well? Nami, talking, he made la'il and void, or just for one generation?
What's the
hard
of the question? Because he saw his generation
darling
different, wanted to make
the
kind of that generation.
Yeah, it was a kind of shah. Was it a hairah shah? Or was it la'il and void? La'il kamina. Live it too late. In order if a later generation comes along and says, I want to cancel it. I amri. Harvey's here. We are on 36B. I'm not sure if it's 102. 36B1. Oh, I'm the wrong way, sorry. 36B2. Okay, we're starting on the top. Right on top of the page. Iboyeluhu. Top line. So we ask a question. When Hiskin Hill Hill came along and said, I'm going to make the Pruzbul so that people, even though they lend money on Shemitah, they have to pay back. Or they, because Shemitah have to pay back. Ledori talking is only for that generation. Oil Dilma Ledori Alman Nami talking. Future generations as well. Lemainav Kamina, what's the difference? Levitulli, can a later generation come along and say, we don't want to do any more the idea of Pruzbul? People are behaving again. People are once again lending money. So why do they have to go against the Tater? Let's, you know, come Shemitah, let absorb, cancel the loan. I amri le dore yudit talking. Yudit will am a vov on a base. Now we can start.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
interesting. This have a minute of the Gemara, but if it's that dole only for the other dole not, yeah, then you can theoretically say, let's adopt, you know, my solution. Make sure loans don't finish on in Shemitah. Either finish before Shemitah or the year after Shemitah, and then you don't have the problem.
Yeah, the problem was that people, most of them finished before Shemitah, but then they would go away for overseas for 9 months. Or they would keep on postponing, not paying, and then you have to run get in Tater, and he will avoid you and drag it out to Shemitah.
Lamed what?
We'll see you later in today's Gemara about Shtar. Lamed Vav on the page, right in the middle of the page. L'mayinav kamin levetulei. Hillel's takana pruzbul was only for that generation or future generations as well. The difference is, can a later generation come along and overturn it? I amel ledori tikkun. If you're talking about for that generation, mevatlinle, then anybody can come along and cancel it. The amel ledori almon amel talking. Hillel made a takana that till Moshiach comes. Ha ein bezdin yochel levatul divid bez chaveri. We had a important rule we had in Norbeya that no bezdin can come along and overturn the previous bezdin's thing. Elikin godly men of bechachamin, unless it's greater than them in wisdom and in number. My Tesis over here wants to understand. He doesn't understand this rule because Manushach in the Gemara of Azar we had that if it's a takana that was accepted throughout the entire world, then nobody can ever cancel it. And if it's a takana that was not accepted throughout the entire world, then it automatically gets cancelled. So what's this rule? When does this apply? So Tesis talks about first that you need.
According to
Tosfos, Tosfos
accepts that the Moshe, there was a Nimnu v'Nignu, so it was, in other words, that there was a public act of counting, and if the Yitzibur accepted then it stays. If the Yitzibur doesn't accept the public
For
act,
example, Yud Ches Dover. The Yud Ches Dover hanging on Shabbos, Meshamai students stood there with a sword and said, you know, that's it. And nobody can overturn them now, because it's in Spashet B'chol Yisro. So then Tesis wants to say that, no, that if it's loinus bash, when do we say that if it did not spread, when do we say that you could cancel it? You need two criteria that if automatically falls away. It's loinus bash b'chol Yisrael, and it's a dover she'ein hatzibah yuchayin lamba. It's untenable, and it wasn't spread. But if it's, let's say spread, but untenable. Or if it's not untenable, but didn't spread, then you need to cancel it. And that is when we need a chacham gadol menu bigger. That's what Tesis wants to say in the beginning. That's how he wants to learn the Ratzchilah. But then Tesis, an interesting thing. Tesis says it was never an espashet over here because Tesis says that Hillel wasn't talking about the times of the Beis Hamikdash. He was making a takana now for 100 years later after Churban Bais. This whole idea of Prusbul. And when he says Ledorei, the first generation after Churban Bais Hamikdash was still influenced by Hillel, so he can call it Dorei, his generation. And when he said that he saw that people were misbehaving, Ruach HaKadosh. He saw there will come a time when people misbehave. So he made it for that first generation. I guess right after Beis Hamikdash, people were so in such a state of despair that he knew that they would throw the towel in and everything. So he made these takanas for the first generation of after the Beis Hamikdash. That's how Tesis learns, which is interesting. Tashma, come in here. This is the whole question. Chayyim Rabbeinu Geshem. He only made it to the end of the fifth millennium, and then it just continued. And what happens then? Tashma Dava Shmuel, like Kasin, Prusbul. Shmuel said, you don't write a Prusbul. Yeah, but that's a rave in Ashkenazim. We're like two kehillahs. We're like two kehillahs. So it's. Shmuel said, like Kasin, you don't write a Prusbul. Eli, but Beidin Suda, either a Bezna Suda like Rav, you Beidin Adori, or a Bezna Adori like Shmuel. The Isak Adat, Adori, in other words, the only kind of Bezans that have the right to write a Prusbul are the chief Bezans, Rav and Shmuel. Now the Isaac Dat Ladoridam, and I'm talking forevermore, Bishabin Yam Lukhov, only Rav Shmuel Bezin, it's not gonna last forever. All the Bezin he can write. See, that's not right. Dilma ki talking Hillel Dor Alma. Maybe what Hillel meant was that in the future generations as well there should be Prusbul, but what kind of Bezin in every generation it should be like Rav Shmuel. That was the main Bezin, the Bezin Hagodl, wherever they're in Shalim, wherever it is. Beidina did that, like his Bezin. Ukarab Ami Rabasi, like or like the Bezin of Ami Rabasi, Daf, Limulav Kumainas, a strong enough Bezin that generally can take extract money, they're the ones who can write Prusbul. Abukuli Amulab, but some people can't. No right from there. Tosh by coming up another right. Rav Shmuel, Ha Prusbul, the whole idea of a Prusbul, Ulmun Dainu, it's a yoke or it's a chutzpah for the Dayanim. What do you mean? I Ayasha Chaya, we'll see in a minute. If I have the ability, if I would have garner my courage together, Avatlina, I would have canceled the whole Prusbul thing. Now, Avatlina, how could Shmuel cancel it? Anybody in Yochel about the Rabbi Chavilaki God of Menachah Chamin, you'd be greater in wisdom and Minya, and Shmuel was not. Hachikam, that's what he means. Ima Yasher Chayel Yosem Mihilil Avatlina. If I was stronger, not I, maybe he meant was if I was bigger Tamachah Chamin Hill, I would have canceled it, but I can't because I'm not a bigger Tamachah Chamin Hill. Because Hillel made it a takana lo ilam vod. Rab Nachman says that if he had the power, know what he would do? Akaimena. I would have reinforced what Hillel said. I agree with him. Talking about akaimena, I'm a kaim. What I need you to reinforce it for? Hillel's takana remains forever. Halakaman. Ema ben Milsa, I would have added one more thing. The forgot the loy kosu ki kosu dami. That even if a person forgot to write a prusbul and come to the Yashmita, it's as if he wrote it. Every person wants a prusbul. Iboilu, so we ask now just a side issue. Hi ubuna, what kind of word is ubuna? Is it lishna the chutzpah or lishna the chusu? What does ubuna the dayin mean? Does it mean that that it's a chutzpah? It's a chutzpah? Or is it to make life easy for the Yanim? Because what happened was, before the Prusbul came in, the year before Shemitah was a disaster for every Bezin was busy from day to night. Everyone's trying to get their loans paid back. And the Yanim couldn't sleep for a whole year. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have a relaxing year, the sixth year, because no rush. Seventh year, there's Prusbul. Nobody's losing, forfeiting any loans. Toshma Adomar Ula said, Aluva Kala, the chutzpah is for a Kala. The biggest chutzpah is, you know what a Kala does? Shizinza Bekere Chupasa, inside the chuppah, she's Mazana with another man. And he's referring to the Eden. While we were waiting in the Midbar, the Mishkan and everything else, we made an Egel Hazov. Here we're like the whole time we're under the spell of Matan Torah. We didn't move. And what did they do under the Matan Torah? What do? We brought an Egel Hazov, a golden calf we bow to it. That's like a Kala, and the Chuppah is Mazana. So what do you see the word Aluv is? Okay, ways and means. It's more an allegory. It's a concept. So Rabbi Mori said, "Brother Bashmol, the son of the daughter Shmuel, because the daughter Shmuel was kidnapped. You remember? So he was the son of the daughter Shmuel to tell everybody that this is a kosher kid. Micro, what's the pasuk? How do we see that the Eden woman is on like a kala in a chuppah? It says in the pasuk, Ad shahamelech b'mesibah, the king while he's at the party near the nasar echay, that the people who were selling the spices already started to take to walk away." And but even so, they, you know, in the middle of the chuppah, the spice walked away, they didn't misbehave, but the Abish still loves us. It says in the pasuk that Nosan, like Sivis, he didn't say that it went foul, just so it's dissipating. Tarabami learned, Han Elavim, those who get shamed by other people, the Ein Laivim, they don't turn back and take revenge and retort and whatever it is and shame the others back. Shamin Cherpas, and they hear people embarrassing them, the Ein Meshivim, they don't respond. They serve the Eibishter out of love. And they, if the Eibishter Chas V'Shalom gives them Yisurim, they rejoice with it because they know it's coming from the Eibishter. Regarding them, it says, the Oihav of Kitzes Hashem is those who love him like the sun in the middle of the day when it's at the strongest point. I am Kibigurus in his strength. So therefore they're blessed. What kind of word is prusbul? What's the origin of the word prusbul? My prusbul. It's made up of three words. Amar Avchiz, the price means a takana, boilu for the rich, and ubuti for the poor. So even though the word bull sounds like only for the rich, it's actually the last letter ul, and the first letter boy is also for the poor. So takana, aside for the rich and the poor, takana for the poor, that the people will continue lending them, otherwise people stop lending them. If I know that you can walk away and forfeit the loan, why would I lend you money? Takana for the rich, you get paid back. Boilu, where do you find that the word is Ashidin? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasig, Veshavarti is going Uschem, I will break the spirit. Vetarab Yasef, Elu, these are the Bulayah Shebi Yehuda, the rich people in Yehuda. And Boiti Elu Anim, and how do you know, and Rabbi Yasef was an expert in Targum. And Boiti Elu Anim, how do you know that the poor people, the Chsiv, it's in the Pasig, Ha'avet Ta'avitenu, when it talks about about lending and everything else, it uses the word Ha'avet. So we say Boiti Elu Anim. No. However, the Gemara says, Amalei Rabba, as a Rabba once said to a person who speaks other languages, Rashi says that he didn't speak Hebrew, because it seems to Rashi, if he were spoken Hebrew, there's no way he would know other languages. He would speak only Yiddish, and that's it. No, nothing else.
He knew all French.
Good question. Rashi says, so how did Rashi know that?
He spoke Aramaic, in other words.
Yeah, but how did Rashi didn't speak Hebrew at all? But he was spoke. Anyway, my Prusbul, he asked him, what's the origin of Prusbul? Amalei Pursa de Milsa, means a takana. In the language that he was speaking in, it means that they're kind of, so it's not from the, like Rabbi Yisrael, the Targum. I'm going to be in a Meshmul, you say, Metzir Prusbul, but you say, don't require Prusbul when they make loans. Chedon HaMacham, HaMacham said, but I say, you say, Metzir Prusbul, that I'm going to be, you could have Gabul, and his Bezdin, Avian, Shay, Yisrael, are considered the parents of Yisrael. All the Bezdins are considered, automatically the Bezdin, they're always there intervening on their behalf. And also we learned, here are exceptions. Ein kaisim, first of all, how do you write a prusbul? So at the moment we're talking about you have to write a prusbul. Okay, machleik is beginning of the seventh year, the end of the seventh year, when does the forfeit the loan? But ein kaisim prusbul, you don't write a prusbul, ella ala kaka, only if there's property involved. What do you mean? Because Rashi and Tez explained that most loans are made when, if nobody lends money, stam the veltin, unless you know you can get paid back. And usually instead of a guarantor, if you know the guy owns property, you're happy to lend the money because if he sells it, you can always collect from there. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. So therefore, you don't write a prusbul unless you have karka, because when the chachamim make a takana, they make a takana on what's the normal way of lending money, which is a karka. Nobody lends money if there's no karka. So chacham never made takana prusbul if there's no property involved. What happened? The guy doesn't have any. Mizakeyu mitechsadeyu. Then you give him a piece of your karka. How much? Koshu. The slightest amount. The kama koshu. What's the slightest amount? Even a stalk of cabbage. If I lend you a little space, large enough to put your oven or stove on, which is a tiny space, that's enough to kaisel prusbul. You can already write a prusbul. The chiddush here is even though I'm lending you, I'm not giving it to you. Ain it's not so vatan hil and kaisel about otzit nokum about hil of amira said you don't write a prusbul only on a potted plant that is punctured. Nokum in she ain nokum le, but if it was not punctured, you don't write a prusbul. What about the land underneath? Is it right that the land underneath is too small? It's not chashuv enough to write a prusbul. Amai veikam akayim with the space underneath. Saying, well, no, let's see. The manach hasichi was on stilts, and therefore there was no land underneath. Rav Ashi makna le gidma the dik. Rav Ashi used to give a guy didn't have any money, didn't have any property. He would give him a twig of a tree. He said, this twig of the tree belongs to you. The cost of a prusbul, and based on that, he would write a prusbul.
Well, so that was the twig has to be connected to the tree.
Karka has to be karka. Exactly. According to the Machlekes Rishonim, according to some, the reason why Kaka kosher, why is Kaka kosher who help? Is that worth the whole idea of lending a loan is I'm lending you $200. I know you have $200 worth of property. If you only have $1 worth of property, so what's why would I lend? So either we have a few days ago, we had a thing called Ketina Dabaya, which is a property that can go back and forth, that the Baal Chayv collects the property and then they send buy it back and then the Baal Chayv collects it again because every time they buy it back, there's a lien on this property. Till eventually from $1 property, you can get back $200, 200 times it takes it back. Or the taste it brings in from Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, who holds, ain't oinola kakoi. Since there's no cheating by property, because every property one day will be worth out of money, so even though the property is only a small little slither and it might be worth only a dollar today, I can say it's worth $200 and I'm not cheating you. Taste disagrees, taste holds, he argues Rashbam here, but see in other places, he holds that only by, when we say there's no cheating by property, it means up to 50%. If the property is worth $5 and you sell it to me for $7.40, there's no cheating. But if you sell me for $10, there is cheating because that's more than 50%. So he goes to Maisi Tindabaya. They just said the words. Anything else? It's enough to say. That's what we do. In Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hanem Ez Lechem, and that's it. And that's enough. You don't have to write it down. Talk about what we learned. Ein loy karka. What about the borrower has the property? But the guarantor has property. That's enough. Kaisfin Allah Prusbul. Because you already, that's also a common way of lending money where at least the guarantor is well healed. What about loy ula out of ain't like neither than property, but there's another person who owes money to the borrower, and that person owns property. Then again, kaisin la prusbul. Why for Rav Nosson? The famous thing called shibutu to Rav Nosson. If Reuven owes money to Shimon and Shimon owes money to Levi, Reuven owes money to Levi. Machlek is a shiny. What's pshat? Does it mean that Reuven owes money to Shimon and then that schus that Shimon has passes on to Levi, or does it mean we totally bypass Shimon and goes now completely to Levi? It's machlek is like being time and D and so on. In Ksubis. The time you learn, that's what Rav Nosson says. No. If Reuven owes money to $100 to Shimon, and Shimon to Levi, Levi has the right to go to Reuven and collect. It says, "When Nosson, you should return the money if you swore false about a loan or a pekodin, and then you got to pay back the principal and a fifth. And who do you pay back? When Nosson, Lashet Oshon, whoever this person owes money to. That means if the person that you stole from." That you lied initially, owes money to somebody else, and you got to pay not to the person you stole from, but the person that he owes the money to. But Nosson Lashon Oshon Loi, who is guilty to, or he's owes to, which means Shvirim Nosson. Tanhas, we learned, Hashviyis, the Mishnah says, Hashviyis Shametis.
If the lender feels sorry for the borrower, because he doesn't want to actually press him and get the money out, but he knows that borrower is owed money by somebody else.
That's what you're talking about. Machlekes is how it works.
Without even having asked the
bar? Machlekes is how it works. Is Reuven bypass Shimon owes to Levi, then yes. If Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, and that's chus, then Levi has to go to Shimon first and then go to Reuven. Time we learn. Hashviyas Mishametis as Hamilva Shmita cancels any loan. And then the Mishnah adds, whether the loan is a shtar, Bein Shalei. Now, there are two kinds of shtaris. There's a contract. Which is called achrayis, which means that if you don't, I don't pay, you can go to my properties. And there's a contract that has no achrayis. Today we say achrayis to a safer, which means you don't even have to write it down, it's automatic. But there's two kinds of contracts. So when the Mishnah says that Shemitah cancels a loan, even though there's a shtar, what kind of shtar are we talking about? We have a machlekes of Amoraim. Rav Shmuel, Dami Tavai, they both say, Bishtar, I don't care, shtar, she yesh boy achrayis, I don't care, what kind of shtar? Even if there's a property attached to it, shalei b'shtar means she'ein by achrayis chosim. I don't care what kind of shtar, any shtar there is, kosh kemil v'peh, the loan cancels. Why? Just because you have a shtar, so what? The property, you haven't paid me back yet, it's still an outstanding loan, the loan gets cancelled. However, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon, Lokit, they both say,
so in other words, according to them,
to Bezdin, so it's no longer Yigais, it's no longer Yigais, yeah.
Correct, but you say, is that Shtar, when you use the word Amoisa Shtolis,
makes no difference. Makes no difference.
It doesn't matter whether there is a Shtar.
That's right, exactly.
So why didn't they say Amoisa Shtolis? Why do you have to say Shtolis?
Because we want to show that there's this karka. Remember, in order to make it work, it has to be every person's own little karka. And a Shtar will lose it, in fact, it's karka.
No one's there assuming that it's karka, even though there's no Shtar.
That's right. However, Rishon Lakish say no. When we say shtar, that gets cancelled. Shtar she ain't boy achrayis nechasim. But a shtar chasim, if there's a property attached to the shtar, ain't the mishamid, it does not get cancelled. You know why? Because we say, if I have a shtar that you owe me $200 and there's properties attached to it, it's as if I got paid already. It's so secure. I'm a secured creditor. It doesn't matter what happens, I'll always get paid back. It's as if I already got paid back because I have a shtar in my hand. You, the moment, since you cannot deny it, it's as if I already have it. So therefore, I'm no longer collecting my loan. I'm collecting my property. It's already mine. Tanya kavose Rabbi Yechiel Shlok. If we look actually like Rabbi Yechiel Shlok, that a shtar that has a property attached to it, as if I already collected, and therefore there's no iser of collecting a shmita. Shtar choyv mishamit. It says over there in the Braisa, shtar choyv cancels. V'im yesh boy achrayis chasim ein mishamit. Tanya, another Braisa we learned. Sayim le'sod achad. If I, let's say, wrote which field I am attaching to the loan, and I gave the measurements, the boundaries, b'halvase ein mishamit. It no longer cancels. Because I gave you the boundaries, as if it's yours. I can't sell it to anybody. It's like an apoyteke. I can't sell it because this is where you're going to get collected from, as if you already collected. Even I wrote stam, kol nechosai achroin v'aboin loch. I didn't even specify which field. I just said all of my assets are guarantors that I'm going to pay you this loan. Ein mishamit. Sounds to me clearly, Rabbi Yechiel Shlok is hold that a star is as if it was collected already, and therefore it doesn't cancel. Let me ask a question. You want to tell the story? Kreve the Rabasi was a relative of Rabasi, who was a lender. Havle who started Avi Kosei Berchayin Chosim. He had a star. He was a lender. He had a star that had written the Achrayis in the Chosim. Also, the comment came to Rabasi. Let me ask you, in Shmita, can I collect? Omalei Mishamit, Mishamit. Was a loan. Get canceled? Not. Omalei Mishamit does not get canceled. Shavke, he left it. Was going to Rabbi Yechiel. Look at this. He's a lender. He's so frum that he wasn't happy. The guy said he can collect your money. He decided to go to Rabbi Yechiel. Omalei Mishamit. He said to him, yes. It does cancel. You lost your loan. Even though it says clearly that properties are attached. Even though Rabbi Yechiel is one who said a minute ago, Rish Lakish, that the loan does not get cancelled. We'll see in a minute. Also, Rabbi Yassi came to Yechiel. He went back to his cousin, went back to Rabbi Yassi, told him what happened. Rabbi Yassi then went to Rabbi Yechiel, who was his Rebbe. And Amalei Mishamit, he asked him a question. Amalei Mishamit, does get cancelled. He asked if Amad who Domed Angel, you just told him before, Amalei Mishamit. Amalei told him the same words he said a few days ago. And he said, V'chimi p'nei she'onu medamin. Just because we think it makes sense. Nasa Maisa. We should go ahead and act on it. I didn't hear my Rebbe ever saying it, so I'm not going to paskin that if you have a shtar with a chray is that Shmita does not cancel. Rabbi Yechiel is saying this. Even though I said it, I'm not going to carry through my own words. That's why many times in Gemara we say Avad Uvda, that he did it not only in theory, but he actually, you know, put it into practice. Says the Gemara, but he in Rabbi said to him, but Amalei V'atanya Kavasim Ma'ar, but we learned Brice is like you. Amalei Dimahi B'Shamahi. This is one of the most difficult Gemaras there are in Shas. In Soite, we had a Chavheide, Machlege Shammain Hill by Exuber. If you say, Shammai is the one that says, when you have a Shtar, it's so concrete, it's so guaranteed as if it's yours. And Hill says, no, you're still being a Maitzi and still you can't do it. And yet, we find many times in Shas that we make a distinction between a Shtar and not a Shtar. And the logic behind why Shtar is different is purely because we follow Shammai, who says, here we have Rabbi Yechiel saying, I'm not happy with it because it follows B'Shammai. So if it follows B'Shammai, first of all, why do you even mention his opinion? So here he hesitated because how can I follow Shammai? Yet he brought it as an opinion. Why would you even bring his opinion? If this whole opinion is based on Kala Oymali Govadami and the Alokhi Lebesil doesn't believe in it, end the story. What do you mean? It's not like he didn't hear from the Rebbe. He did hear from the Rebbe. He heard from the Rebbe. Fakert. But you have in many other places in the Shas, we had in Ksubas and other places, we'll have later on in Bobasa a lot, that a shtar a shtar has much more weight as if you already have it. In other words, it must be like an in-between case, Shammai and Hill, where even Hill would be agreeing. It's better than just Stam alone because you have, you know, backup. So it's better than a Stam alone, but it's not as if you already collected. So where that's good enough, we'll follow that a Svara. If it's not good enough, we won't. And some reason or other here, maybe when it comes to Shemitah, it's good enough. And yet Shammai and Rebbe are not happy. Why is it sort of good enough? Because maybe the whole Shemitah is the Rabban. The whole idea of Shemitah, as we said before, Rebbe said, is the Rabban. And the whole idea of Pruz Rabban. So because the whole thing is so tenuous, so weak, anything is good enough. Anyway, so we're right then. I hope you learned.
So Shtar generally, even if it doesn't mention Karta, it's implied.
We hold today, Achrai is Toy Seferu. Which means that
it's implied.
We don't believe anybody would be an idiot to give it a loan and not bother security. So even though they write it, it's so obvious that he did it. as we'll see more later as well, similar idea. Now we look in the Mishnah, Hamal with Chavei Moiz Al-Hamashkin, somebody lends his friend money. Al-Hamashkin, based on a security. Or you gave your shtaros over the bezin, ain misham. That's plausible. Plausible, you gave your shtaros the bezin, or you lent your friend money, but you got a mashkin. That friend might be shleim mojel the bezin. I understand. It's no longer yours. It's the bezin. Oh, mabel mashkin by time. Just because you lent money on security, so what? You still have to collect money on shemitah. Why are you allowed to? Oh, my brother, mishum the toughest lay. You know why you're allowed to? Because it's as if you grabbed, you got paid already. When he's paying you now, he's paying you to get security back. He's not paying you back the loan. And therefore, I'm not collecting money anymore. I'm not collecting my loan. So I'm allowed to do that.
So if it's a six-year-old later, you have to give the guy back anyway.
That's Dukkah. I'm seeing him anymore. I'm going to buy him out. He'll day you with a chatzeda. What happens if I lend you money? And as a result of that, I'm living in your chatzer. The toughest less. I'm already inside your chatzer. I'm already, as if I got paid. No, you shouldn't get canceled. I'm a shiny mashkin. Mashkin, it's not like living in the chatzah. Mashkin is different. Could be already having more psachim. The koni lemeda b'yitzchak. B'yitzchak said that every person is koni mashkin. B'yitzchak minayin. How do you know about chayv she koni mashkin? How do you know that if you give me security, that I actually have rights in that security? Shemar says l'chati tzedok. If you give it back at night or in the day, you're doing a generous thing. What do you mean generous? If it's his thing, how am I generous? Give me back his thing. But if I have ownership in it to a degree, when machlekes is Rashi tastes there, whether it's shem sachar or whether it's einus, but my responsibilities. Tastes over here also hold, and other tastes over there holds. That Rabbi Yitzchak Zeid is only talking, there's two kinds of securities. One is at the time of the loan, I want to make sure I get paid back. And the other one is the day of payment, and you can't pay me, I want security now, so I know that I'll get paid. It's called Shalei B'Shah Savah. Shalei B'Shah Savah is a much stronger, is sort of a form of payment. Because I'm not lending you the money because of this. I lent you the money 3 months ago with no security. Now comes payment that you don't have, so you gave me the security. So the security is a form of payment. So that's when Tesis says, Rabbi Yitzchak says, that you acquire, you have kinyan. Rashi holds that even at the time of the loan, if you give me security, I have kinyanim in it already. I have certain rights in it. But anyway, Chodi Zdoki, Menu Kohen Zdoki, Menayim, Mekalab Al-Khoi, Shekhoen Mashkin. So now as we learned over there, now, this is what Moshe asked yesterday, if you're allowed to pay back on Shemitah. The loan, even though it's mishamit, hamarzir machleik inchik machleik zereshoinim hamarzir choyv lechaveda b'shviyit. The borrower says, "You know what? I feel guilty. You lent me $100. What is shemitah? I want to pay you." Tzorich sheyoyim le mishamit. The lender has to say the following words: "Mishamit ani, I'm canceling your neder, the loan." The imam alav became, and then the borrower says, "I don't care. I still want to pay you." Then you kabul imenu. You'll not accept it. Shemitah says, "Vezed var shemitah." Omar Rabba says, and Rashi, this is how Rashi learns, not only is he allowed to accept it, vitolile, you're allowed to hang the borrower on a tree, ad Omar Hoch, until the borrower says, yes, I know I don't have to pay you, but I'm going to pay anyway. It's very, very difficult to understand Rashi, and most of Shreem like Rashi. Very hard to understand this pshat. Because what the taste, come along and say, I'm canceling it. And here you're forcing the guy to give you a gift. But, what do you call it? Look at Ash Vitolile, 3 lines and narrow lines. Im hoyo roitze lachze boy, if he wants yitlenu alait, if the guy wants to change his mind and pay him, you hang him on a tree, im govru yod, if you're strong, adom le'av beken, until the guy finally relents, he says, you know what, I'll give you the money. The Ravid says, nasa pshar at all. The Ravid learns just the opposite, exactly the opposite of Rashi. The Ravid learns that Bechlal Shmita today doesn't exist. There's no Shmita today. The whole thing is Midas Chassidus. It's not only the Rabban. We had two opinions: the Raisa, the Rabbanan, Ksafim, Kaki for sure. He's saying that Shemitah Ksafim is only Midas Chassidus. Because there's three opinions. I tell you the Rabban Midas Chassidus, and he says, you know what? He says, you know what it means here. The Tolele means, even though it's Midas Chassidus, when the guys pay you, if the borrower says, I want to pay back, I want to give you a gift, I feel guilty. You were nice to me when I needed it. I want to pay back. Vitolile, when you, the lender, receive the money, don't put it straight in your pocket or in your house. Hang it there in your hand a little bit, as if you're hesitating, you don't know whether I should accept it or not. Adam Arachit laughed, he says that, and then take it, because if you take it straight away, eagerly, you know, it sounds like, you know, you have misgivings about what the tater said, that the letter was canceled, and the whole thing's wrong. It smells wrong. The tater made a din, and you're violating it. So therefore, vitolile means let it suspend, you know, wait. It's on the malva, not like Rashi's of vitolile, hang him from a tree.
We can say, I don't want to pay you back, but I'll give you a gift.
Yeah, but what should my reaction be?
For gift?
According to Rashi, I should force you to give the gift. According to the Ravid, even the gift, don't make it look like as if you're pretending it's only a gift when it really isn't, so take your time. But Rashi's hard to understand. The Tater says there's no loan, and Rashi says, I know there's no loan, but I'll force you to give it to me anyway. Anyway, Vayitei Gemara. Eisei Abaye has a question. Because the Torah doesn't say that, the Torah says that Layigas, you shouldn't approach him. By saying Layigas, it sounds like the loan is still there, but you're not allowed to approach him. Rather, yeah, the loan is still there, so he's actually paying you back. Because it's not a Lashon, there's no loan. Anyway, but Rabbah says, Rabbah, that's not how the Bible learns. What he says is, when you give it to him, when the borrower decides to pay back a shmita anyway, you shouldn't say, I'm paying you back as a loan. He's like, look, I'm giving it as a gift. It's my money, I'm giving it as a gift. Yeah. So he answers back. When I say tole, you force him nami. It doesn't mean steal the money from him. It means adam alachi, hang him from the tree until he says, "Oh, I'm such a nice guy. I'm going to pay you anyway." He's hanging from the tree there. In other words, that's how. Actually, this part of the Gemara is a little bit difficult in the Ravid, because the Ravid says the whole thing is that way. That you know, you don't have to pay me, and he's doing out of his goodness of his heart, and you have to pause. And it sounds like over here that you know we're forcing. Abba Bar Marta had another name known also as who Abba Bar Minyume. Have a massive Abba Zuze. He owed money to Rabba. I see in Ella Bishvi, he came Shemitah, he decided to pay Rabba anyway. Amalei, so Rabba said to him, Mishamitani. Rabba said, look, I canceled the loan. So what did Abba Bar Minyume do? Shaklini took the money, but also he left. Also, Abai went and found that Abba Bar Minyume was actually depressed. Why are you depressed? Seems like we had a few times already that somebody had an encounter with Abai's Rebbe's, and Abai would follow them home and talk to them, knew what did the Rebbe say, and find out what's going on. And anyway, he saw that he was depressed. Exactly, I'm saying Abai did the same thing. 100%. I'm saying, you see right here, Abai, it's a number of times Abai would follow the guy and say, what's going on here? This is a story. So he went to Mamale Amtid Lezuze Lamar. Why'd you give him the money? Said, this is what happened. Abaye went to Abba Mar. Mamale Amtid Lezuze Lamar. You should bring the money to my teacher. What did my Rebbe say to you? Your Rebbe said that he cancels. Did you say to him, I don't care if you cancel, but I still want to give you a gift? I didn't know I can do that. So I didn't do that. I promise you that if you would have told Rabbi, I know that you canceled the loan, but I want to give it to you anyway, he would have accepted it. Hash to me is, however, now, I'm Tinelli. Why don't you go and give my Rebbe back his money? He's not a rich man, he can use it. And say these following words. Even though the Torah says cancel, I still want to give it to you. Osley went, I'm Tinelli. He brought the money to him. Amalei. And he said, Afapikain. And he said to Rabbi, Afapikain. Shaklimine, Rabbi took it from him. Another kasha from here to the Ravid, because over here it says Shaklimine, as if he took it straight away. According to the Ravid, you should have waited a while. On the other hand, maybe here's different because he didn't give the money straight away. Yeah, exactly. So this is much later. Obviously, it's a present. Rabbi said, I didn't realize from the beginning that he wanted to give me the money. Well, I didn't realize the Talmud Chacham from the beginning. I had a Peruzbul and I lost it. Why? My timer, Kivan, I cannot believe that anybody in his right mind would lend money today without writing a Peruzbul. Why would you lend money without a Peruzbul and then come Shmita? You demand the money when it's also from the Tater. Wouldn't you do the right way? In fact, when I came to Rav and was alone, and the guy said, look at Shmita, I don't have to pay you, Rav would actually advocate on behalf of the lender and say, didn't you have a Peruzbul and you lost it? You're allowed to open your mouth for a person who can't speak, a mute, because he probably, definitely had a Peruzbul. Tonight we learned, Balchai found a contract or a loan. And the ain't in my Peruzbul, there's no Peruzbul attached to it. Usually they write it in the loan itself. You shouldn't get paid. How's that work? You just said everybody. If you want to know, he's a machlekes tanoim. Tani, let me just say that there is a pruzbul. One opinion says there should always be a pruzbul there. Otherwise, you cannot collect. Chomayim ain as they don't need it. Mishnah: Eved a slave shenishbe that was kidnapped. A Eved Kanani that belonged to a yid and it was kidnapped upadu and he was redeemed. and was paid, you know, it was paid to the captors. Im lishum eved, the person redeemed him to become an eved. It's not clear, an eved back to the original owner or to himself. Yishtabed, he becomes an eved. Im lishum ben chayin, if he took him and he wanted to set him free, lo yishtabed, he can no longer use him as an eved. We'll soon see what we're talking about here. Rashbag disagrees, Hashem Gilad disagrees, ben kach yishtabed, he always remains an eved. But I'm not sure of the second guy or the first guy. Now, if the original owner abandoned hope of ever finding the Eved after he was captured, then he's a free man. If the first guy did not abandon hope, it still belongs to the first guy. So there's two ways to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. The Maya Skinner, what are we talking about? Elema lifnei yiv, talking about 4 years. If the 4 years, and the guy came, set him free, rescued him, ransomed him. In order to set him free, what right did he have to set him free? The original owner still is the balabas. Why does it go back to the original owner? It must be the original owner abandoned hope. If the original owner abandoned hope, then if he took him as an Eved, am I Yishtab is a free man? We have two answers. Abaye says, Leilam lifna years, about 4 years. I lechated the 4 years. Why should he go free? So this is how Mishnah. If he liberated him, he should be an Eved, then obviously he remains an Eved for his Balabas. Lishum ben Chayin, why does he go free? Because otherwise nobody would ever ransom an Eved. Why not? He doesn't belong to the second rabbi, the bastard, obviously, because he wanted to set him free. You know why not the first Eved? Dilma memani le parki. If people know that I'm going to pay all this money and he'll go back to the first Balabas, let him, the first Balabas, rescue him. Why should I rescue him? So nobody will rescue an Eved Kenani. That's right. It's kind of to help people. Because an Eved Kenani is a Yid and we feel a responsibility to try to free him. So it's talking about 4 years. Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel disagrees, and he says Ben Kach Yishtab. It goes back to the first guy. You know why? Because he holds it's such a mitzvah to rescue a pidyon shvuah ring mitzvah that even though he's an Eved Kenani, we treat him like a yid, and we would free him. Kesava Keshem Shemitzvah Livda. It's just like the mitzvah to redeem him. Kach mitzvah Ben Chayin Kach mitzvah Avodim. Mitzvah Avodim. We already have the suvas as well that an Eved people are not going to let him starve. People give zaka to a member of the Gemara. That people give zakah to an Eved Kenani just as well. So machlek is how people viewed. Did we have prejudices and all that against an Eved Kenani, or we treated him like a full-fledged Yid? That's opinion number one. Rava says. Rava says, Leilam lachi, you're talking about after Yish. After years, Lachay is a free man. How can you have him as an Eved? This is how we learn. Ulashum Eved, if you liberated him in order to be an Eved, meant you're Eved. Yishtabed l'rabisheni, to the second master, because you paid the ransom and bought him as your own Eved. Lashum and Lashum ben Chayin, how he became Eved, we'll soon see. And Lashum ben Chayin, he set him free. And obviously, lo yishtabed l'rabisheni, because he was Meyayish, first master, l'rabisheni, l'Lashum ben Chayin, because you wanted to be free. And l'rabisheni, l'lachi yishtabed. However, Shimon disagrees. He said, "Ben kach yishtabed. You should always remain an Eved. Why? Because we're scared every Eved will run away. Ben kach yishtabed. You know why we said that the Eved should remain an Eved, shouldn't be free? If he knows that if he gets kidnapped, so no matter what happens, he's always a free man. Then every Eved is going to run away and make sure if he sees goyim over there, make sure say, guys, kidnap me, so then I'll be rescued by another Yid and I'll be a free man." Makes lots of questions. I'm learning a little. Kashem Shemitzah. Hashem said to the rabbis, Kashem Shemitzah Liftes as Bnei Chayin, Kach Mitzah Liftes Avadim. Just like the mitzvah to redeem free people's mitzvah to redeem also Eved Kenani. This makes sense. Bishleim Labaya learns them about 4 years. The Hainu come, Kashem. El Rav Malachi Yish, Hai Kashem, Chizkid Amala. Because of Chizkid, we don't want them to run away from the masters. Amalach Rav, Rashbag, Lav, Yod, Mek, Rabban. Rashbag was not sure what the Rabban was saying. Hachi come, listen to what Hashim Gil said to Rabban. I'm not sure what case you guys are talking about when you said your rule make a difference if you rescued him to be an Eved or you rescued him to be free. If you guys are talking about before Yish and you're making a difference if he goes back to the original owner or if he goes free, depending on what my intention was when I freed him, Hainu Kishem. So therefore he's saying to them, look, guys, there's there's a mitzvah to free an Eved, and therefore you should always go back as an Eved. And Ila Achi Yish coming to the Chizkid, that's like Chizkid that was, I believe it should always remain Eved. Otherwise, everyone run away. Well, Rava, according to Rava, the Amar says, La Achi Yish Ula Rabbi Sheini. Okay, let's continue this tomorrow.